With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Major U.S. airlines cancel more than 2,500 weekend flights, thanks mostly to the government shutdown.
The FAA's order to reduce air traffic also plays a role in the flight cancellations. The slowdown at 40 of the nation's busiest airports entered its third day on Sunday. So far, no widespread disruptions. FlightAware says cancellations increased by just more than 1,000 on Saturday.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the GOP needs to articulate their cost of living agenda.
I think also more attention to falling gas prices. That's good, but we also have to form some type of agenda to make sure that health care costs and housing costs fall as well.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the typhoon that has battered parts of Southeast Asia, leaving hundreds dead and thousands displaced.
Survivors wept over the coffins of their loved ones and braced for another typhoon. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of national emergency and spoke about the government's plans to prepare for the next storm. I also gave a warning to our local executives that there's another typhoon coming. We think it might not pass here at Visayas region, but everybody should take precautions because it might change track. We at Northern and Central Luzon are getting ready for the arrival of Typhoon Fong Wong. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Millions are bracing for colder temperatures and potential snow in the coming days due to an area low of pressure that's forecast to move down from Canada and impact the eastern part of the country starting later today. Those in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota could wake up to single-digit wind chills. Monday, cities in the Midwest will wake up to temperatures in the 20s. This is SRN News. A warning about sports gambling.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Targeted groups include those which engage in child trafficking, perform sex change operations on kids, promote illegal immigration, or support terrorist organizations. This is SRN News. California's GOP is suing to block Proposition 50, which would redraw the congressional map. Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spaskowski says the measure is unconstitutional.
To the extent California has used race as their primary factor for drawing up these new boundary lines that are designed to get rid of Republicans, yeah, that's a violation of the 14th Amendment.
Spaskowski was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood.
James Uthmeyer filed the suit claiming the abortion organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest legal challenge aimed at abortion pills, which are the most common way to end a pregnancy in the U.S. Pro-life groups have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.